It is The Riot on Radio U.
Happy Friday.
Yeah.
Hey, come on, let's have a little bit more enthusiasm.
Says you who just threw your protein bar on the floor.
I didn't. It dropped.
Okay. I have a theory. Nikki and that protein bar are not getting along at all.
We're not. It's a protein bar that I don't particularly like the flavor on its own.
Yep.
And then I've had it. I was telling Obi I've had it in my bag. I've had it in my lunch bag. I've had it in the car, in the fridge, here, there, everywhere. And so it's gone through all these different temperature like changes and stuff. And so it's really not fresh tasting.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just very unhappy with it.
Yeah.
And then it fell off the table and it was exposed to the floor. So I can't eat that part that touched the floor. So
it's out.
Now I have nothing. Which is fine, because I didn't want
you're
you anyways.
You're good with it?
My goodness.
You're good for it?
Let's still be positive about it, okay? I'm thankful.
You know what I have over here?
What do you have?
A box full of Canadian candy.
I'm not having chocolate today, even though that's a chocolate protein bar.
It's not the same.
It's not a good one.
It's not
Mind
the same,
you,
guys.
It's totally not the same. I am not eating candy today.
It's taking it forever to take, like, chew each bite, and you get this mean look on your face while you're chewing it.
It sticks to my teeth, and I can't swallow it because it's so dry. It's, like, scary.
Boy. Do you have any more?
I know. No, it sounds so tempting, doesn't it? I think it's because
I can barely hold myself back from grabbing that one right out of your hands.
I think, again, it's because it's been in so many different temperatures. It's not the same consistency that it normally is, which is softer.
So on the bag, it actually says that you're supposed to store it between 72 and 73 degrees Fahrenheit.
And instead, I've put it in the fridge where it got cold. It's been in the car overnight where it got cold. But then it's also been out during hot days, so it's melted a little. Little, but then reformed. So it's fine.
That's exciting.
I'm excited too.
That's a nice one that you got. It's the good one.
It's really put a bad day. But again, that's a petty thing and I got to get over that. I'll just eat it and I'll be happy.
You know what, Nikki? Your journey to contentedness is, I mean, it's a journey,
something.
But you got a destination picked out for sure.
Enjoy the podcast today. We talked to Social Club Misfits, our first time.
Yep.
If you've never had a chance to experience their music, such nice guys. So the Social Club Misfits are in this podcast.
We talk about our mutant powers, something about Jupiter, Rampage, the movie, Fork Size, Xbox, Twitter Wars, stuff like that. So I'm sure you guys are going to enjoy it. And I want you to know that as soon as we say, you know, it's The Riot, I'm going to lay down on the floor in here.
You're so tired.
Like, that's what I'm going to do. Like,
you want to use this protein bar as your pillow? Because it's really
hard. Too hard.
Is it too hard?
It's too hard. I'll lay on that for my back.
Yes, it'll help you.
All right.
Well, we made it through the week. Have a good weekend, guys. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Nikki isn't just beautiful.
She's the most deadly swordswoman in all of Great Britain.
The Riot, Radio U.
Nikki, let's talk about your flatware choices.
My flatware? Like my silverware?
Silverware. I just thought flatware was like, you know,
the proper term.
Right. Is that right?
Flatware is a term for it, yeah.
It's a term?
Yeah.
But it's not like the term.
I don't know.
Like, if I wanted to have an intelligent discussion about silverware, should I be calling it flatware or should I be calling it silverware? Because I don't have any silver.
I guess flatware is just more like a term that I recall, like if you're going to purchase a lot of it or something, like a set. But we just day-to-day call it silverware.
Okay. Even when it's plastic, you're not like, hey, could you get me some plasticware?
Yes, I guess that would be the proper term, but okay. I'm not sure.
All right. So down to silverware.
Yeah.
You're at home. I don't want to talk about fancy restaurants and the way it's supposed to be and whatever. You at home day to day. When you go to the drawer to get a fork.
Yeah.
Do you get the little fork or
the
big
fork? The big light fork is what I get. I have a difference in mine.
You have a light fork?
I have a light fork. So
does it turn on and glow?
No, I had like a flatware set. You know, like I have a full set of silverware.
Yeah.
And
just to be clear, I feel like women are the only reason that they sell them in sets.
Yes,
because
exactly.
Guys would be like, I have a fork and a spoon and a knife
and
that I carry in
plenty.
My pocket. And that's enough.
It's part of a knife set, you know, like the Swiss Army one. No, I had a set and then I realized my forks, I just couldn't find some of them.
Uh-huh.
And so at Costco, they had for sale like this restaurant section where you got like 150 forks, but they're
just
lighter.
Forks?
They're just lighter. Like you'd buy a fork pack And so I have a ton of forks, but there's a couple of heavy, heavy ones, and then there's a couple of light ones, and I like the light ones.
Now, when you say, you're talking about they weigh
Yes,
more.
They're just not okay. as heavy.
But they're bigger.
They're about the same size. No, they're I don't have a set that's like the small forks, and I've lost those a long time ago.
Okay, well, I don't have like the tiny forks.
Yeah.
Like 2 or 3 inch fork. What I have is I have like two kinds of fork. I have like
there's the salad and the entree fork.
Right. I just like the little one.
Sure. There's nothing wrong with that.
I don't like the big forks. I feel like they are trying to prove something.
Are they pretentious?
There's something a little pretentious about them. I also feel like it's just one of those things where I sit down and I'm like, oh, we're expecting the Giants for dinner. We have their forks out for them. So,
I think you're being sizist the other way, though.
I mean, maybe, but I feel like I'm, instead of using a fork, like when I'm holding a fork, I have a real particular way that I'm going to hold it, but I feel like when I get the big fork, I'm just getting out my big meat paws, and I'm just like,
not necessarily needed for your breakfast.
Yeah. I was just looking at the forks today, thinking like, this fork is too big. It's just too big.
Well, I don't know where we go to file that complaint, but...
Well, I mean, I don't think... I think everybody's going to have a different opinion on this, but I'm just telling you that, you know, when I move out of my parents' house and I'm on my own, I'm just getting one kind of fork.
Yeah, the one we pick up from the restaurant when we can take it to go with us. The plasticware.
I'm just kidding. I am out of the house and I do have my own forks, but I have... They don't sell them to you just like one size. They're like, here's... This set has two forks.
You just lose those. You're fine.
The big one and the little one.
Yeah.
And if you want to know the truth, I think I bought a bunch of them at IKEA.
Really? Yeah. IKEA or like Costco or someplace where you buy the big set and it's cheap.
Because eventually, I know this is crazy, but like eventually you can't just have plastic forks. Eventually you have to just like buy a fork. And you literally can't buy just one. You have to buy forks. With an S.
They assume you want to have more.
Yeah.
When the riot says it's not you, it's them, it actually is them. No, seriously, they are the problem.
People like them have problems. It's a social fact.
It's the riot on Radio U.
Okay, you guys know I love monster movies. Godzilla, yeah. The big guy went to see Kong Skull Island.
That was a part of what they call the monster movies.
The monster verse.
Yes, the monster verse.
Is what's happening there. In fact, if you stick around for a post-credit sequence on Kong, you will see something that will tie it back into upcoming Godzilla films. And they are making another Godzilla movie. Originally, it was supposed to be out next. Is it 2017 right now?
Yes, it is.
Okay. It was supposed to come out next year.
Yeah.
I don't know if it got moved. I can't remember.
It might be 2019?
Might be. But Nikki, that's only 2 years away.
Yeah, but Godzilla was a few years ago.
2015, I think.
That seems like forever.
All right. Well, I wasn't going to tell you about this, but I'll just fill you in some backstory before we get to the actual news.
Okay. All right. We're ready.
All right. That Godzilla film was supposed to be out this year. It was going to be directed by Gareth Edwards. He's the guy that did Rogue One, and he did the original Godzilla movie, at least the American one. So they were so excited about how well he did on that movie. They were like, we will wait for you to do that Star Wars movie, and then
we will do this.
And then he's tied up in something else, and they're like, all right, we got to find somebody else. So now they have a new director for Godzilla. And the thing is, I don't know if they're shooting yet, though. And it's going to star the girl from Stranger Things.
Yes.
Millie Bobby Brown. So that's all I know so far.
Okay.
Now, this movie, I don't like the idea that we're in a place where monster movies are now becoming, like, there's competitive space. I don't want you guys to flood the market and ruin it. Okay, I want there to be enough to sustain the ones I actually want.
Okay, but at this point, since the last one, well, Kong this year, but we've had a
Pacific
smaller...
Pacific Rim 2 is coming.
There's been a smaller amount of MonsterVerse movies, so I feel like it's not crowded yet.
Okay, but no, but there's that comedy coming up with the... What's her face?
Gotta give me more than that.
Where she is actually controlling a monster on the other side of the world.
I've not seen that.
Okay, I'll send you a trailer. I don't remember what it's called. Okay, can we get to the... We're 3 minutes into talking. I haven't even told you the news story yet. 3 minutes. I'll tell you what. Here's what we're going to do. Let's take a break.
You're coming back with it?
Okay, no, we won't. The guy, the Negan from Walking Dead?
Yeah.
He just got cast to star in Rampage, which is another upcoming giant monster movie. Him and The Rock.
Rampage?
Yeah, Rampage.
And what's the monster?
Well, if you go back, Rampage was an arcade game like in the 90s where you could be one of three monsters and you go around and bust buildings down. So it's based on that.
That movie or that video game?
That video game. So that whole game is you can be a big ape, a big lizard, or a big snow beast, I think, and you just punch buildings.
Now, when you...
And that's the movie.
When you left it at the guy and just Rampage, I thought, well, it might have a particular style to it. But when you add The Rock, and now that it's based on an old video game, is this like a Disney movie, or is this a scary monster movie, or is it...
New Line.
New Line?
It's a giant monster movie, right?
Okay, the casting and stuff.
I
don't know if it's going to be serious.
Here's what I got for you. There are three giant monsters wreaking havoc across North America, and The Rock is the only hope of stopping them.
Sounds like monster cereal. So.
There it is.
Okay, we'll look forward to that one.
There it is.
In order to build muscle, you need protein. Protein is in eggs. Eggs are in cupcakes. You need cupcakes. It's The Riot.
Now, Nikki, I know about your big plans for your future career on your YouTube channel. Nikki's going to have a YouTube channel that highlights her goat farm. That's the plan.
Please don't spoil it too much because I want it to be a surprise.
Kind of a reality series, Life on the Goat Farm.
Yes.
Big city girl goes out to the country and is like, goat milk comes from where? And all those little funny jokes they can make.
Well, it's about my misadventures and my, learning about farming and all that stuff.
It's going to be great. It's going to be huge. Fortunately, Nikki, you're not going to be able to make any money from it until you get at least 10,000 views.
For the videos or on your channel?
Channel views. So it wouldn't have to be on one video in particular, but overall. YouTube came out yesterday and they have made an announcement that is shocked the nation. If you're planning on doing any streaming, it used to be you get one view, let's get some ads on that thing.
Sure, yeah, you could set your channel to be monetized.
Yeah, not anymore. You've got to get 10,000 total channel views before you can monetize your channel.
Okay, well, you got...
Does anybody else feel like we're in a seminar? Do you want to monetize your channel?
Now you have to do this. I will say that's not as many as you might feel like it is, depending on how many videos that you do.
Mm-hmm.
I could always jumpstart off our Radio U Riot YouTube channel. That's got way more than that.
That's true. You start there and...
It's something I could just piggyback off that channel.
Yeah. Click like or subscribe now to help me know what kind of content to generate in the future.
Like it, please.
Yeah, very important.
Why don't you go to Radio U Riot and you can catch up on some of our interviews there.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe one day the Nikki Goat Farm series will find its way there.
Mm-hmm. And then you'll be able to apply for the YouTube Partner Program.
To monetize all your money in your channel.
Monetize all your goat needs.
For all the talk that we've had of goats, why haven't you tried to bring in a goat? Why haven't we met a little baby goat yet?
You want to?
I wouldn't mind. I mean, it's more your thing because of allergies. Like, can you meet a goat?
I mean, like, we can meet. Like, we can't. Like, we can't
hug. You can't cuddle.
Out.
But
like, I mean, I might like one of those things where like I hug it and I pet it and then I go and get in one of those like radiation cleansing showers.
If we could have an animal in every day, I'd be like happy as can be. I wouldn't say no to any animal coming in.
Animal?
Well, no, I think we'd be fine with anything.
Anything?
Yeah, anything.
Okay. All right. Well, hey, does anybody have any goats? Call us toll-free 877-2-RADIO-U.
I'm just surprised we've not yet tried to have one in. We've had a little pony in. We had a pony come in one day.
It's been a while.
Yeah.
But
and it left a lot of straw everywhere.
Yeah.
It really did. It tracked in.
It made a real mess. It did.
Which is why we're not supposed to have animals in here. But
actually, if you want to know the truth, I never got a note or anything about not having
animals. I think it's because
it
was for my birthday that you had the pony come in.
That's exactly right.
And I think that's why no one said anything. But even I noticed how much of a mess that thing brought in.
We cleaned it up.
It was fine, but...
We cleaned it up.
I never thought we'd have to vacuum up straw at work.
We got people that come in here and track mud all over the place.
We do.
So
we do.
I'm not going to get mad at a pony.
That's okay.
Actually, Nikki, that could be your first... Oh, that could could be our first
episode.
And I mean, you talk about 10,000 views like that.
We could do a whole vlog because I love watching vlogs. We could do a whole one of like the whole day.
Yeah.
Pre-goat, post-goat, wallets in. Lunch with it, all that stuff.
I think it's a great idea.
And just the day with the goat.
All right, goat day. Hey, people have messaged us with like, hey, here's a goat on Craigslist, here's whatever.
Someone listening must have one. Be honest if you have a goat. Don't lie.
Not a full size, though. We need a baby goat.
What's the goat, the Swedish Christmas thing?
With the Gavle goat?
The Gavle goat. We could do a play off that, but not burn the goat, which is what they do during that holiday season.
Don't even bring it up.
Goat.
Now the people that own goats are like, they think goats are for burning.
No. That's the straw goat of like the, what's the word? Not the idol that they make of it, but the giant.
Nikki, you're using all the wrong words. You're using all the wrong words. All the wrong associations. He's like, we want to have a goat idol that we can pray to and then burn.
No, but I don't know how else to say it. It's the big one that everybody comes and gathers at.
So, you know that. Like, what do you guys think about that?
So think about it. Let's work on that. We got to have our first riot adventure on our YouTube channel. So that will be good.
It's perfect. Let's do that. So, if anybody has a goat idol that you could bring in for Nikki, she's also interested in burning it.
The Riot has a problem with authority.
It's a little rule. Maybe you're not familiar with it. Nobody tells me what to do ever.
Guys, like, I'm as big of a loser as you think I am because.
Oh, don't say that about yourself.
Well,
let's have positive thoughts and talks.
Okay, well, let's see if you can say that after I tell you what I've been doing for the last 10 minutes.
What have you been doing? You've been doing the show.
Well, yeah, but like when we're not talking about baby goats and YouTube channels.
You've been working on what we will talk about?
Well, kind of. I've been reading these people on Twitter. It's not as good as the Alec Baldwin Twitter war. That was great.
That was great this past couple of days.
I'm watching these nerds yell at each other about the new Xbox specs.
Are you really?
I'm really enjoying
it. Over there?
I'm enjoying it because what I'm enjoying is people talking about how they're concerned about how they have a lack of vision.
Xbox like, does?
Microsoft has a lack of vision. What's their vision? And I'm just like, man, we're arguing about vision?
I don't think that's their call. Like, that's not their thing. They're not working there.
Well, here's what I'm amazed. And look, I've seen people do this, all right? It's like, and I don't see this as much anymore, but it's like, remember when Android and iPhone and people would yell at each other about it? And keeping in mind, don't own stock in the company, didn't design the phone, have absolutely no investment in it other than
the phone itself.
I bought one and I use it because I like it. But we can't stop there. We have to make sure that everybody knows that we bought it, that we like it. And if they don't like it as much as we do, and they can't acknowledge it as being the ultimate thing, then therefore, you're an idiot, and I hate you.
Yeah,
so let's argue about it.
You get a fan war, and that used to be more normal, but we don't see that as often.
Well, Nikki, I just want you to know.
They're still there.
That if you want to wander into the video game console space, those wars are alive and well, and are live on Twitter right now.
Boy, no wonder Twitter's flushing down the hole.
What are you talking about?
Twitter's good for...
Don't say that about the Twitters.
It used to be good for a lot. Now it's just for a hot war or politics, or that's about it.
Oh my gosh. A good
meme or two, but you don't really get much else.
I am enjoying it. And admittedly, I told you, I pre-sold this and told you where I was right now.
I mean, worried if you were getting in on it, but since you're not,
not getting in on it. Oh my gosh.
You're nearly as bad as you think you are.
Not getting in on it, but I am enjoying watching the shots fired over it. Like, I don't know. I'm enjoying it. So, and just to be clear, let's just take a step back in the big game. This is the exact same as the sports wars that you guys get into on Facebook, Twitter, Snapchat, whatever, where you're just like, well, my team's better. And then you start rattling off statistics that no one understands. It's the same thing. It's just a different genre.
Sure.
Politics are the same, too. We're like, yeah, well, did you know that in the Democrat Republican in 1970 and then... And it's like...
Same thing.
It's the same thing. It's a different subject matter. And the thing is, you're ready to argue about why yours is more important. But you know what? It's the same. It's just the same arguments. They're just having them over different topics. Well, this is the topic I like to watch people argue over.
Video game consoles. And does Microsoft still have their vision or have they lost it?
Do they have vision, Nikki?
It's a big question.
What's their vision? I want to talk to the president of Microsoft about their vision for this company and this console.
So don't let it distract you too much.
A morning without the riot.
It sounds crazy, doesn't it?
You couldn't handle it. Radio U.
Keep something in mind that every time you go into a business, a school, a building of any kind, heck, forget building outside, anytime you see a sign that tells you not to do something, it's because someone did it.
Usually more than one. Like, yeah. It was an actual problem to warrant a sign.
There's a sign there because they now have learned that they just assumed, nobody's going to do that. Nobody will do that.
Yes.
Then people started doing it, and they're like, all right, come on. So somebody made a sign, and they put it there, which is why I love looking at signs and reading them, because you're just like, oh, yeah, there it is. And when you see a new sign pop up, you can be sure that somebody definitely did that.
Plus, have you ever been to a place where, like, they're sign happy, like walls, the doors, like every 5 feet they're trying to tell you something in sign form?
Yeah. We went through a period of sign happiness here, like where I remember sitting over there and just being like, okay.
There was a lot.
I'm overwhelmed.
I don't know what to do because you're telling me not to do so much.
There's a Dairy Queen near here.
Oh, that one's bad. But that's just because...
That is a frightening place.
It seems like the owner is angry.
Do you know that one of the guys in Glasslands used to work there?
Yes, and he said that it was just like we thought it would be there.
Sound like they had a torture chamber in the basement,
not
but
pleasant.
I can't confirm it.
But the sign never said.
The sign doesn't say. There's a lot of signs in that Dairy Queen. The kind I actually don't eat there anymore. Too many signs.
Yeah, well, you feel bad.
Yeah, I can't. At some point, you're just like, you know what? I'm actually messing this place up by coming in. I'm just going to leave now. So there are no signs right now that we know of in Florida that say, do not take roadkill alligators back to your dorm room.
No one has said no.
It's exactly
to the dorm room? Is there room?
I didn't see a sign. Did
you
guys?
What are you going to do with it?
Well, do you take pictures with it?
With the dead alligator? Uh-huh. Oh, gosh. That is so bad.
That is exactly what happened.
Are there pictures? Yeah. In these pictures?
Florida Gulf Coast University. Three students there. They found a dead alligator on the side of the road, and were like...
depending on where you live at, you're like, that'd be so weird. No. In parts of Florida, like, that's the squirrel on the side of the road, or that's the deer.
So the alligator was mostly intact, and they're like, bro, dude.
Bring it.
Dude, bro.
Oh, that
come
is
on, bro.
So weird.
What's up? We're gonna take pictures.
Oh, come on.
So they took this. Well, Nikki, they didn't hurt him. He was already dead.
I know, but they put him on a blanket. You're gonna have to just get rid of that blanket too.
Oh, I just assumed. So they took the alligator, took pictures with him, and then the Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission got a little look. They got a call from the university, and they were just like, yeah, guys. They confirmed that it was a roadkill alligator because
the markings.
If they had killed it, that would have been illegal.
They just took some snaps with it, including like they added little Z's next to his mouth like
he's
he was sleeping on the bed, but he wasn't.
He wasn't sleeping.
Eternally sleeping, but not like...
He went over the Rainbow Bridge to wherever
the alligator farm
so they can just run and
play and swim and just have a really good time.
Mm-hmm. So that's what happened there.
I don't like it, but it is part of it's kind of funny.
Just like a heads up, they're going to have to reissue the student handbook next year.
And put that in there?
And specifically say, like, you're not allowed to bring roadkill onto campus.
I bet their parents are so proud. Like, your parents are calling.
I don't think they got in trouble for it.
I know, but you know someone got called just to tell them what they were doing.
Oh, yeah. Well, or if nothing else, you know, if your parents follow you on Snapchat
well, like, that's its own problem. They should not. They should not be doing that.
I'll bet they do.
Oh, no.
I bet they do.
Well, poor alligator. We're sorry, but you were dead already. So I don't know what to do. What do they do after that?
I just
like, do you just put it back in the water and watch it sink, or
if you're
what
pulling
do you do?
If you're pulling Nikki quotes, that's my favorite one what? So far for the day. I'm sorry, but you're already dead.
I want to show that I'm compassionate but realistic.
Realist, you understand the circumstance,
yeah. Right? I do know.
So hey, just a heads up, in case nobody told you, just want to let you know. You're not supposed to bring dead alligators into the dorm rooms at Florida Gulf Coast University.
I would have totally been rude. Like, you mean what, after certain hours? Like, we just can't have these alligators in here?
Is this a quiet hours thing? Because, to be clear, it's before 10 p.m.
And he's not saying anything because he's dead.
Yeah. Like, he's been actually the most quiet. I don't even hear him breathing.
The riot used to be three people.
Please tell me we're not discussing video games again.
The other guy didn't make it. It's the riot.
So, Nikki, you know how you can't go to sleep at night?
Me?
Yeah.
Yeah, I can sometimes have a harder time falling asleep.
I just want you to know that
or staying asleep.
You're a mutant. That's the problem.
Is that the deal?
It's not the fact that you're staring at your phone constantly or all of that coffee that you drink at night.
Oh, it's not?
No, but it could be that you carry a mutant gene called CRY1.
Called sleepy.
CRY1. That's what it is. It makes a protein that represses other genes, and it keeps you up at night. So it actually suppresses the other parts of your body, your circadian rhythm, that tells you, like, hey, it's sleep time.
Yeah.
And you may have the CRY1 gene that's like, I'm not sleepy.
I'd be interested in finding out, because before we did the riot, I was someone who would be up late at night and I would just sleep in more in the morning. That was the schedule that I preferred. I'd be up till 2 or 3 in the morning, and that was the life that I liked to lead. But now that I do mornings, I get up very early, so I'm supposed to go to bed earlier, but that wasn't my style.
No, when I started doing the riot, I got a phone call on a Thursday. I got that phone call at about 1 o'clock in the afternoon. I was still in bed.
Yes, like we had different lives.
Yeah, and
and there was no here's a couple of weeks to get used to it, and then you start your life of getting up early in the mornings. But
I had gone to bed. I typically went to bed at 4 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
And then I started getting up at 4 a.m. I'll just tell you right now. You can't prepare for it.
You can't be ready.
You can't. There's nothing you can do.
So it's not like there's something wrong with us because we have a hard time sleeping at night, because maybe our bodies are just more prone to being up late at night. We like that. It's just we're now forcing it into a different box.
Nikki, we're mutants. And we have the
that's
lamest.
Not diagnosed.
We have the lamest superpower in the history of the X-Men.
We're tired.
You're like, okay, guys, what's your power? What can you do? Can you shoot laser beams from your eyes? Can you fly? Can you take other people's powers? Can you turn your body into some sort of organic metal? My power is I can't get to sleep at night.
I stay up.
And so then, I can't wake up in the morning.
Which leads to sometimes an afternoon nap as well, because you just can't make it.
Other things that it does is, it feeds my natural inclination towards sarcasm and nastiness.
Irritability.
And so what ends up happening is, you guys will wake me up for class,
yes.
And then, I'll say a lot of really mean things, and then at night, while you're trying to sleep, I'm going to be over there, watching TV or playing games or something.
Dude, our mutant power is that we're going to sass you.
And don't shame me, because I'm a mutant born with strange and wonderful powers, just like everybody else.
You must rejoice in our weirdness.
Yeah. I get the feeling Professor Xavier would kick us out almost right away. He's like,
we'd never,
is still at school.
We would never be allowed in because we'd miss class because we'd be staying up.
They'd eventually
late. Kick
us out. And I'd be like, but Professor, you can hear people's thoughts and I can stay up at night. That's what I do. Don't judge me. Stop trying to make me like you, Dad. So
I learned it from you.
I learned to use my mutant powers from you guys.
From you to stay up. It's an interesting thought, but yeah, we might have the gene, or we just might be looking
special?
At our phone. Yeah, looking at our phones too much.
I don't like when it goes into behavior I can control. I like for it to be a genetic predisposition that I can't control.
We need to be celebrated then and not apologizing because we just can't sleep at night.
I love it when you talk that way, Nikki, because I feel like you get it. Like, we're on the same page.
Don't want to talk to the riot? We completely understand. Text instead. 877-2-RADIO-U.
I was excited about talking to Social Club Misfits because they're artists. They are.
They seem like generally some great guys.
They do, but off air, I just discovered the real reason I'm excited to talk to them.
Yes.
They say that they're two of the biggest Seinfeld fans on the planet.
Well, I'll
you need a quiz up.
I'll let all
there's no saying. There's only truth.
Is that it? So, okay, well, I see that all three of you will have a lot in common in the next couple of minutes.
I love Seinfeld so much.
Well, let's do the business stuff first. Social Club Misfits, how are you guys doing?
We're doing amazing. We're in Lima, Ohio.
Okay.
And it's going to be a great time Friday. We're going to be performing. Best show of the ever.
Ever?
And we're excited for Saturday and Sunday's a whole week of shows.
A whole weekend, a fun weekend. So Sunday for Radio U Columbus, you guys will be performing at Scully's for the Tempo Tour with KB.
Very excited about that.
Grab details on that through radiou.com.
So, guys, are you ready for some Seinfeld trivia? Let's go.
Absolutely.
Okay. All right.
I'll be the referee.
I actually don't remember what season it is, but when George and Jerry, obviously their show gets turned out at NBC, they get a chance to
season
show.
Four.
No, that's right. I'm talking about when they get a chance to take it to the Japanese NBC. What does NBC stand for the Japanese network?
It's like Nikitasha Broadcasting Company. Is it something like that?
It's the
Nakatasha.
Now has he messed you up with it?
Remember they gave you the oranges? Remember that episode?
Gives him the oranges, that's right.
Like, oranges?
Are we going to give this to him then?
You've forgotten.
Kramer had the three guys in the drawers. Remember that? That was a great episode.
Yeah, it's the one where they were all getting together. All those kimonos that you wear.
Yeah.
Where do you think that money goes?
Oh my gosh, you guys. So yes, he gets
it's
that one.
Only brought a certain amount of yen.
Yeah, that's exactly right. So how do you guys keep up on Seinfeld where you're on tour? Do you make the other bands watch it with you?
You know what? We have Xfinity, and we can watch it on the road.
Dude.
Not only that, actually, my wife's from L.A., and we went to visit they actually had the entire set there.
Yeah.
Sponsored by Hulu. So we waited 4 hours to get in the line, and they give you little junior mints, and you walk around, you see the entire Seinfeld set. So me and Fern have been big fans of Larry David, of Jerry Seinfeld, for years. And we always call Fern the Puerto Rican Larry David.
Yes.
It's just real life. It comes at you fast, and you just, you know, I love how they react to it on the fly.
Sure.
We
talked about last week, they're selling a Seinfeld set replica set.
$400. Wow.
Well, it's on sale for...
No. It's on sale for $400.
Oh,
it's normally $500.
Yeah. Oh, I thought it was on sale for like $300, but for $400, so you guys know about this set too.
Yeah, I know about it. I almost bought it. But my wife was like, you want to be married or no?
I see. That'll be the end.
So your wife's only so supportive.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know what? And you know, Jerry Seinfeld's actually in my city in about 2 weeks, and the tickets are through the roof.
Yeah.
So, like, she was kind of, my wife's like this. Like, listen, she's like, I fully support everything and all the dumb decisions you make. That's what she tells me. And she's like, but you're not allowed to buy a toy set.
Yeah.
Seinfeld for $400 because we have rent. And, you're not allowed to do it. So I'm not allowed to.
I'm sure she's a great person, though.
Well, that's when you play off of it.
We're on the road right now trying to save up for this set.
To buy this set. Well, that's why you play off of it. Like, okay, then I won't buy this set, but we're going to go see Jerry Seinfeld. So even if those tickets are expensive.
Yeah, and they're too expensive. It's like buying two of the sets.
Yeah, you're making it look like which way you go is a better choice. Like you're being smart and responsible.
I'm sad. But you know what's going to cheer me up? We perform on Sunday.
Yeah,
good call. That's
you guys
good call.
Hear yourself better.
Yes. Social Club Misfits need as many people on this tour as possible in order to receive.
That's right.
But I'll tell you what is right. Performing at Scully's on Sunday.
You're true. You know what? True.
You guys just need to put a little fishbowl out so people can put tips in so you can buy.
And you know what? If anyone's listening to this on the radio and they want to bless us with that, feel free. I mean, just feel free.
So hey,
that would be a gift straight from the heart, right to the guys.
Yeah, that would be straight from your heart to mine.
Aww.
So you guys have got the tour going on, but you guys also, didn't you just like minutes ago release a music video?
Yeah, we released a music video today. It's called Misfit Anthem. It was filmed live on our Misadventures tour a couple weeks ago, and it features Riley Clemens. The video is powerful. We recommend you check it out. It'll be on our website, Social Club Misfits, on our Instagram, Social Club Misfits. Just come see it. And I know it's. We've been hearing a lot of great stuff, a lot of great testimonies from that particular song. You know, like, that's the thing about music. Music, it hits the heart, you know, and this is one of those songs that when we perform it, it takes a piece out of us. You know, it's like a very intimate song, and we hope that people enjoy it. We hope that, you know, it creates a good conversation about God.
Yeah, and it's on the album. Like, you guys can hear the song, and now you've got the video, too, as well, that's out there.
They can watch it both ways.
Yeah, and now you guys are on tour right now with KB and Swoop. We know the Tempo Tour.
And then it was announced you're going to join Family Force 5 for a few shows coming up as well.
Yes.
Yep.
So
absolutely, we're excited about that. We're coming back to Scully's.
Yes. Well, you're going to the Park Street Saloon for that show for coming up in Columbus with Family Force 5, and that will be in May.
Yep. And we're very excited about it. And hopefully, you know, it's our first time performing with like a rock band.
Yeah.
So we're excited to see how that's going to work. We love those guys. Family Force 5, Mr. Talkbox, those are the guys opening. We're just excited to be a part of it. You know, it's an exciting year, and we love Ohio. We're like the biggest fans of Ohio. We performed at the Therapy Session Tour with NS at Scully's. It was sold out. You know, we're just happy to be a part of it. And Ohio is like second home.
Right on. Well, you know what, guys? It's been really great to get a chance to catch up a little bit. I you know what? I hope the tours go well and stuff, but I hope everything comes together and you get that Seinfeld set.
I know. We really want you to
listen. Definitely. We look forward to that. And we definitely got to have a cup of coffee next time. Come on through.
Absolutely. And we'll work with you guys maybe if we set up a Kickstarter or something.
GoFundMe.
GoFundMe. Yeah, I think so. Or the Jerry Seinfeld tickets. Or between all of us, someone must know someone somewhere who can help with this.
Yeah, I know. I mean, Seinfeld, I feel like that's a very common last name. So if anyone has that last name, you know, tell them.
We'll also take box collector sets.
Box collector sets? Yeah. Okay, we'll keep an eye out.
If anyone wants to hear the new album coming out soon early, just send us that box.
Yes, please. That's a good trade-off. I like that.
Good link.
Or if nothing else, like, you can get an autographed copy of the last one. I'm sure they'll help you out with that.
Yeah. You can get something.
And you know what? I love Larry David. He's the guy who started Seinfeld with Jerry Seinfeld. And so the good thing is, for any Seinfeld fans, you know, like, Larry has his own TV shows coming out. And I don't know if you guys know, but they did a Seinfeld reunion episode, a whole season with the Seinfeld, everyone from the cast. I think it was the 7th season. So if no one knows about that, there's a Seinfeld reunion episode on Curb Enthusiasm.
There you go. You guys are so funny.
I'm telling you right now.
Like how we're plugging things that don't belong to us.
True. You've done so much for Seinfeld, more than it's ever done anywhere else. So you guys have done a good job. Your management might be a little disappointed.
No. Listen, guys, I'm going to send a copy of this interview over to Capital Rock Entertainment, Seinfeld.
Seinfeld, all of that.
Send it to Japan, NBC, make sure.
Yes, that's right.
You'll get a Komodo.
Yeah. Well, you know what, guys? Thank you so much for taking time to hang out with us. We really appreciate it.
Thank you, guys.
Hey, we love you guys. We're excited about Sunday. Check out the new video that just dropped today. It's the Anthem, and thank you guys for your time.
Oh, you're welcome. Hang tight 1 second. So
see, they got the business in at the end.
They do. For Pop Out Revenge, one of our favorites. You can check out that music video as well through Radio UTV. So if you go there, and then, of course, your chance to hear it now for Social Club Misfits on the Tempo Tour on Sunday. That's with KB at Scully's. If you want more details on that or the rest of the tour throughout the country, RadioU.com has more information.
The Riot. One more reason to stay in bed. Radio U.
You know what sounds really good right now? See, how do you feel about some chicken nuggets right now?
Great.
Don't you?
What are we going to do with that?
Chicken nuggets. There's a guy right now. His name is Carter Wilkinson. And what he's trying to do is get a year's supply, like free chicken nuggets for a whole year.
What is he trying?
From Wendy's.
From Wendy's. I thought you were going to say McDonald's.
Wendy's issued him a little social media challenge. If he can get 18 million retweets, they're giving him free chicken nuggets for a year.
18 million retweets?
That's a lot.
That is a lot.
Currently, the most retweeted tweet ever was the Ellen DeGeneres Oscars selfie.
Yeah.
Did you ever see? I mean, we've all seen that picture, right? That only got retweeted 3.3 million times.
This is not going to happen. And Twitter's down, so the retweets will be even less than that.
Well, I'll tell you what. I'm looking him up like, because I'm totally going to retweet him.
You are?
Yeah, because I want him to succeed.
Yeah, but I want to see first what his number is to see if it's close.
He was just, I don't know if they're going to stick to retweets because he had...
Or favorites.
He had favorites as well. Let's see. Carter Wilkinson Twitter. It would be nice if articles would maybe just like link right to it. But
well, you can always search his name and Wendy's Nuggets.
Yeah, okay.
Wendy shouldn't ask for that much because when we think Nuggets, you think McDonald's first. That would have been a really cool social media thing to get him in with a little less that he has to do.
Yeah.
And use that for the whole year that he's having them.
So as of right now, he's got somewhere in the neighborhood of, let's see, about almost 900,000 retweets and about 225,000 likes.
Yeah, that's not gonna...
Okay, but Nikki...
How many million?
But, like, that's day one. He's at a million. He's only got to hit 18 million. It's gonna grow exponentially from here.
Especially now that you're talking about it.
Well, us talking about it's gonna be the thing that's probably gonna put it right on over the top.
That'll help.
Don't you think? At Carter JWM.
You can get him or help him get free nuggets for a year.
Yeah, like Carter JWM.
It just depends on your taste. Because they don't have the spicy nuggets anymore, do they? Chris was yelling about that upstairs the other day.
You know what they don't? They pulled them, which is just like... It's just like that time that they went ahead and pulled the breakfast.
Yeah, we had the breakfast right next door, like... Right at that Wendy's. And
it was the best. It was so good. They had this
chicken biscuit
that they put a honey butter on. It was a honey butter chicken biscuit. And I will tell you right now, I'm going to need a minute. So good. And they took it away.
I know.
Yeah. All right. Fine. So he is. Yeah. Look at that. Just since we talked about it, he's up to 906,000 retweets. Somebody please help him. I want him to beat Ellen, and I want him to get his chicken nuggets.
For one year.
But you know what? He is now on his way to... How many people are going to co-opt his quest? He'll be like, what's his name? The town hall guy. Like, my name's Carter, and I really like chicken nuggets, but what I'm really concerned about is inequality in the fast food industry. Or, you know, something like that. I want to keep it pure. I want this man to get it.
This is just about getting the nuggets. That's it.
Get the nuggets.
The Riot spent their entire advertising and promotion budget on catering and craft services.
The junk that guy eats has finally caught up with me.
So please tell your friends. It's The Riot on Radio U.
I cannot believe that 4 days ago on April 3rd, Jupiter was closest to the Earth it's been in a whole year and nobody told me about it.
Oh, did we miss that topic?
What? The heck?
Well, you miss everything great.
I saw Jupiter with my telescope last summer. That was kind of awesome. I was able to make out 4 of its moons. Now, I will tell you, in reality, they just like little white dots. That's really all you could see.
Don't overthink it's going to be like super spectacular, amazing, because then you might be disappointed.
But the thing that's amazing about it was is that I couldn't see the moons without the telescope, but get the telescope out, can see the moons. And it was like, that's amazing. I have seen, like, granted, it's not that impressive. But I have seen Jupiter. It made me want to buy a better telescope. And then you begin to realize how people end up in that hole where they're like spending money on their telescopes. Because you're like, this is cool. Make it bigger. Make it bigger. It's the same. Isn't that everything? This, you either want it smaller or bigger.
Not just telescopes, sure.
It's like, I want this to be smaller, but I want my TV to be bigger. Can we do that? Can we make that work? And then you're like, well, forget about the TV being bigger. Can I get this tablet to be thinner? And then I'll just hold it up to my face. Whatever. But Nikki, did you see the photos of Jupiter that they just released that the Hubble telescope took?
I did not.
Amazing!
The Hubble bubble.
What's it? What's down there, right?
Like, you want to send it to me? I'll look at it.
What's on Jupiter? Anything? Or is this all just a conspiracy, like there is no Jupiter, and they just keep putting these photos out because they don't want us to know?
I always thought sometimes, too, the things that NASA sends out are like, you think it's a picture, but really it's an artist rendering.
This is a picture.
These are pictures.
A lot of times, the really amazing pictures
and
that NASA sends out.
You think it's a picture, but it's
not.
It's just a drawing. That's a small little tiny asterisk on the bottom corner of the photo
or the artist's rendition. Mm. Just like, what the heck? Artist rendition. This is an actual photo from the Hubble of Jupiter. Isn't that cool?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Looks like a stone.
A stone? Do you think so? Like a polished one?
Like a ring stone, you know?
Yeah, like where they've polished, and it's all pretty and stuff, and there's the great red spot. I mean, what's living in Jupiter? Is there a monolith out there? Is there really nothing there? We don't actually know.
It's okay. It's
we haven't
all right.
been there. It's we don't know.
I'm just gonna click out.
Nikki, there's so little that we actually know about the universe. It's all theory.
Yeah.
That's why we gotta build some ships and get out there and see it with our eyes.
But what if we're just okay that that's it? Like, that's all that we get.
What do you mean?
You know, like, we don't need to find more or go too far.
Well, let's learn some more.
I like to stay in the front yard.
You don't... Nikki,
or
I don't...
Or the backyard.
You don't have to find out, but, like, we can have other people that can go find out.
Yes, you can go do that. So I bet you guys were excited for this Jupiter stuff.
I think it's awesome. Like, and there's something about it that I feel like is a little scary. There's just something about it when I look at it, I'm like... That's scary.
That's because you naturally assume there's a deep evil living under something, so...
You don't think there is buried at the heart of Jupiter? Like, they compressed it under all those gases and stuff?
Well, it might not be a deep, deep evil. It could be just something misunderstood.
The ancient ones before they settled on Earth? Haven't you seen Battlestar Galactica?
Antarctica. That's here.
No, that's the last vestige of the evil. Like, they thought they had it all captured in that gas giant, but it came, and that's why they had to bury it in Antarctica?
I bet you there's, like, a super team power of ancient evils, and they were all buried on a planet, so each planet has its own evil. And when they all form together, they become, like, a Thundercat.
Super evil?
Yes. With swords?
Mega evil.
A mega cat.
Because, like, they're all super evils, but they call mega evil.
Yeah, something like that. And then they have their swords, and they want to slice the planets in half, but we have to go save it.
Forget a pilot. We're going straight to series.
Yes.
It's done. It's done. We're doing this.
Oh, those are just some ideas.
The worst of the riot is over, but the fun can keep going.
Hey, I saw you checking out my goods.
Check the Riot blog or stalk us on social media.
You want to sample them? A little try before you buy, huh?
Through riot.radiou.com.
She's not going to work. She's not anything. She's just there at the house all day. Would it kill her if, you know, maybe she ran the vacuum once?